Hello everyone, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter PadminiArhant.com, representative Divine Mission. Welcome to the topic Clarity on Reality. I hope you're all doing well. Let me begin with the topic Clarity on Reality. I would like to clarify for the record that as author and presenter on the website PadminiArhant.com and representative Divine Mission, statements from me in publications are not fabricated. I repeat, not fabricated and exaggerated or full details withheld as claimed by my ardent critics to defend their indefensible system with rules and regulations not necessarily applied across the spectrum. The reaction from them is least surprising to me and symptomatic of thy reflection on actions with deliberate omission and selection of material in public domain. When I cite incidents like the one mentioned in my recent article with a segment on travel about the tan, brown, and darker traveler or travelers frisked and questioned more often was stated not out of imagination. In fact, this has been a routine experience for my family, including myself, during travel, despite following rules to the code. When anybody dismisses or discounts others' experience in life related to any form of prejudice, not limited to race and gender, simply because they have not had any such incidents to account for, they either represent those involved or consider the treatment objectionable only when it happens to them or someone known to them. Accordingly, the selective profiling that targets specific segments in society not regarded an issue, with victims of bias expected to tolerate and accept the discriminatory practice as the way of life. The belief premised strictly on personal encounter in any situation otherwise slighted, whether serious illness or disability, not barring violation of individual rights, fits the definition of narcissism. Injustice, like everything else nowadays, is categorized as inappropriate depending on the individual at the receiving end. Society is constantly misled, with propaganda having become the means for survival to sustain the unsustainable tradition. As for my introduction, the political figure's reference to me that I am not speaking in first person is nothing more than them confirming the flip-flop position typical in politics. In my earlier days, when I started with self-identity in the normal sense, I had to deal with clamor to refrain from using the terms I, me, or myself. Now, they seem to have a problem with me not having said so and speaking as a third person, characterizing the manner arrogant, even though initially suggested by them and customized with creation of proxies and many thousand different names and unsavory characters, not barring personalities associated with notoriety, nuanced at me. The unconventional and unprecedented distortion in an attempt to invalidate my existence and identity exemplify desperate tactic. Evidently, the convenient memory loss in politics, seesawing on various issues is due to confusion and false perception about the policy and strategy proved counterproductive, further exacerbated with the state of denial. Democracy is bargained for exclusivity in retaining power and prosperity at the expense of vast majority. Once again, I present my profile. I am who I am and remain so, irrespective of any opinion otherwise. My name, Padmini Achintya Arhant, or Padmini Arhant. Gender, female. Religion, Hindu. Representation, divine mission. Philosophy, peace, pious, and progress, possible with secular, fair, and equal opportunity for all humanity. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, divine mission. Peace to all. I will be back with more on other issues in due course. Thank you.